We're on Daf Kuf Tes Vov Amid Aleph. I'd like to just mention one Nekude. The Taisve says that Oiseyes Benoi Vishiluach Hakam. Taisve gives us guidelines. When is it considered a Te'eva? When is it not considered a Te'eva? So Taisve says, "V'nira dahainu taima de boso b'cholov habishel nikel." The bishel is nikel, so that's called that's a te'eva. That's it's a dova misuif, and the bishel is nikel. Avo ma'ise shabbos ein nikel shenase b'shabbos. So we wanted to say b'emison, ma'ise shabbos is also a dova misuif. It's something that was created in Shabbos, and that's the Torah said that there should be, one should not create on Shabbos. This is a dover that was created in Shabbos, but ein nikel shenase b'Shabbos. Looking at the etzem tavshul, that is not nikel, that this is a creation. So mamele, therefore, there's no issa of teyeva. Ba'isoi ve'ez benoi v'shiluach hakam. The porich leiminayu, there the Gemara asked that they should be also. So chloima the nikah ben my iser yoiser mimashen nikah v'chayrish b'sher v'chamer v'chaysim piporo v'doshva. So my chavrusa wanted to be mamtik a little bit. Be'etzem the Issa of Issa Ves Benoi is, and the Issa of Lesika Chaim Alabonim is, the Issa is Kain Hashchosas Hamin. That means Issa Ves Benoi, you're wiping out a parent and a child, so that's called like Hashchosas Hamin. You're wiping out a whole family. That's the B'yayim Echot. Loisika chaim alabonim is the Malaturim says it's speaking about that the freichim obeyim are tzrichim leimam. So by taking away the aim, you're also being oiker a whole family. You have a aim revetzes alabonim. You have a whole potential family. Beim, Afroichem, and the Nitzrach Le'imon, and by taking away the aim, you're wiping out a family. So also a Psazah, Hashchosas Hamin. So Memele, that's called, this Pu'ule of killing the Ben. So that means this is the Gemar of the Hashchosas Hamin. So this is a Dova Mesu. By killing him, this is a Dova Mesu. You were Goymer the Hashchosas Hamin. The mother you killed already, you shechted. And now you're shechting the Ben by Oisev Ez Benoi. So this is the Gemar of the Hashchosas Hamin. So this is Nikel, but if you take everything into consideration, you have to take the whole picture into consideration. But there was a Shechita saying today. So after the Shechita Sa'im, shechting the Ben, is that called Hashchosas Hamin? That's called Hashchos. So that's called, it's Nika the Te'eva. This is a Dava Mesur, but the second Shechita is by taking the whole thing, the whole picture into consideration, this is called Nika Ratev. Or the same thing, you have a Aim Revetzes Alabonim. You have here a whole potential family, they need the mother, and by taking away the mother, so this is called that you were oikar a whole family, because it's tzrichen leimam, and mamela by taking away the mother, so the whole family will be nekar and nishchas. So it could be that is pshat, that nike bem ha'isa yoisa, by chayre shevach ha'mer. I did an aveira taki, but there was nothing done, nothing nika in the shev chamoyer. v'chaisim piporo. So it could be that is what, but this is called adavo misuiv. Let us, I think we're up to Taisvis. Lais roim ba'achile asiri ba'no shori. The Gemara asked Akasha the Gemara asked that Lais roim should be also to seichel kol te'eivo. So the Gemara said, I have a posik that by Klai Akerem is Osa Bano, so it seems Klai Yisroim is not Osa Bano. So the Gemara says, good, so Klai Yisroim tak is not Osa Bano, but maybe it's Osa Ba'achila. Vim Toima, that's the Gemara's kash. Till the Gemara says, no, that is a hekish, b'makish, Klai Behema to Klai Yisroim to Klai Behema. But Al Kaponim, now the Gemara wanted to say that Klai Yisroim is also Ba'achila and Muta Bano. Vim Taima, Lakamon, Gabi Mave Otzitz, if a person brought an Otzitz, Nokov, into a Kerem, Loi Mitza Ki'im Bohoisif Mosayim. So the halacha is if you have 199 chalokim of heter and one of iser that go in the kerem, then it's also abloy hoisiv shari ba'achila. If it's loy hoisiv, it's shari ba'achila. Midrsiv trei koi amaleya v'hazera. That abaleya v'hazera, zera means zeruah meikore. Malaya means that that's the was of was hoisiv masayim, then it's also neima. So just like we're saying over here that the miut of klai akerem is that this is also bahano, but klai Yisroim will be also only bachila. It means it's only a miut in hano, not in achila. So by klai akerem gufe that I have a miut amaleya that it has to be hoisiv masayim, fine. So that could be that's in hano. Well, let it be also bechilat leisechel kol seyev. But that case is kasha. Nei mahani mili bano. Avol bechilat siri mikol shektiyavti loch kedaboy lemei mahochem. That means the Gemara had wanted to say that the Giloy of Klai Akerem, Isurei Klai Akerem, that's a din in Isurei Ano, and Klai Akerem is also Bano, but that's no Giloy in the Isra Achila. There could be there's an Isra Achila, also Seichel Kol Te'eva. So Taisvis says, so in Klai Akerem Gufe, the that what is Malaya that you need it should be Hoisiv Mosayim, that's only in Isra no, but be Isra Achila should be also. Be Ishloime the Macha the Ashkrin Klai Yisroim the Shori Ba'achila, but Fataisa says no. Good, that was the Makshin's Kasha. But after the we said a Teretz the Klai Yisroim is Mutar Ba'achila the Iskish Lebeime. Klai Akerem Asurim, im kein Sporu v'loi hoisiv, kivin d'loi mitzvah l'gami kishar kol Klai Akerem, yesh loi lahater af v'achila k'moi b'Klai Yisroim. That means if I have a miut, I have now Klai Yisroim in Klai Akerem. Klai Akerem is also b'hano. Pentuk tash, pentuk adesh. Klai Yisroim is muta b'achila. Now if I have a miut in Klai Akerem, that you need hoisiv mosayim, so Mistava is if it's not Oisiv Mosayim, so it doesn't have the Chayma of Klai Akerem, and then it's similar to Klai Yisroim, which is Mutar Afilu Ba'achila. Midi Osa Rachmone Kloim Ligvoya, Mechlal the Lehedyik Shori. The Gemara said, how do we know that Klai Yisroim is Mutar? Because it's Hukish to Klai Behema. How do we know Klai Behema is Mutar?
So the Gemara says, "Midiosa rachmone kloim legvoya michlal de lahed yitshori." There's a special issa where mamayit kloim lakrove. So if it's osa legavoya, that means if it would be, let's make a cheshbon a nefesh. If it would be osa lehedyit, so I don't have to ask it legavoya. It's felt in mashke Yisrael. If it's osa lehedyit, it's zich osa legavoya. If I need a posik to tell me it's osa legavoya, so it's a raya that lehedyit it's muta, because if lehedyit would be osa, I wouldn't need a posik to tell me that it's osa legavoya. Because there's a klal of mimashke Yisrael, whatever is muta ta'id is muta legavoya. So if it's also lehedyit, so I don't need a posik to tell me it's also legavoya. It's oiskishpal that it's muta lehedyit, and that's what I need a posik that it's also legavoya. Vim taima faktoisus vedul meitzrech kro, ligdishe vachakach hirbiya kloi, kidoma peirik kol esurit, now let's just appreciate Tosfos Kashya. There's a Gemara in Temure. The Gemara says that you can't be makriv a treife. Can't be makriv a treife. In fact, the Gemara, I need a pasuk for that. Since treife is also Yisrael, so does that didn't mean mashki Yisrael. You can only be makriv something that's mutter to telling me I have something that's muta tayit, that's mimashke Yisrael. A treife that's also tayit, so vashteitzach it's also legvoya. Why do you need a posse? So the Gemara says, you know what it's speaking about? It's speaking about I was magdish the behemah, and then it became a treife. Now what do we see from that Gemara? From that Gemara we see a moira de gezach, that the klal of mashke Yisrael, that something that's also le Yisrael, you can't be magdish, is only a din. You can't be magdish something that's also le Yisrael. But if it was hekdish already, and then it became also le Yisrael, then there's no din of imashke Yisrael. And that's what the Gemara says. I need a special miyut by treife to tell me you can't be makrev a treife. That means if it was a treife before it was magdish, so that's poshut. Felt to me mashke Yisrael, since it's also the Yisrael, so you can't be magdish. But the Gemara says over there, but if it was hegdish already, and then it became treife, so then mashke Yisrael doesn't apply. So then I need a posik to tell me that you can't be makrev. Fine. So for Tosfos, so now we have guidelines. The gather of Mashki Yisrael was only said if it was not Mashki Yisrael before the Hekdish. If it became Hekdish already and then there's a problem, then there's no chesaron of Mashki Yisrael. That's what we see in Yanei Gemara. That's what we need a new posik by Treifa. For Tosfos, what did the Gemara see? There's a posik that tells us Klai Behemah is also the Gavoya. For Tosfos like this. If the posik is speaking about that you had the klai behemah before you were magdashit, so then you're right. So if it's also lehedyit, why need a posik to tell me it's also legevoya? So since the Torah asked it legevoya, so it's a right, it's mutalegit. But Torah says, no, maybe the posik is speaking about after you were magdash the behemah, then there was a klai behemah after the hegdish, and had a child from klai behemah, and then And then the posik is telling us that it's also legavoya. There you don't have the klolim of mashki Yisrael. That's Tosfos Kashya. Vim taima vedum itzarekho lehikdisha v'acha kachi biya kloim. Kita oma per kola yisurim gabi treife. De itzarekh leser legavoya heichida hikdisha v'acha kach nitrofo. So you see from the Gemara in Temure that something that the whole klal of Mashki Yisrael was only said before it became Hekdish. After it became Hekdish, that klal doesn't apply. So Faktosis, Efshe, the posik of Klai Behemah, is talking about that the Klai Behemah came about afterwards Hekdish. V'yishloima, the mikomokim hocho, I asina lemeso shel hedyet mikosha ta'aftiloch. If you'll tell me, lehedyit it's also mikol shetaftiloch, kol shkein de legavoya asira mikol shetaftiloch, afogav de hugdash tchila. Now, I think Tosfos means to say as follows. That means Tosfos means to say like this. Mehechitaisa, you can't be makreva treife. What you want being makreva treife? No, the only reason you can't be makreva treife, because it's a klal mashki Yisrael. They can only be, so this is the klal of mashki Yisrael was said before the Hekdesh. After the Hekdesh, there's no klal of mashki Yisrael. So memela, I need a posik to tell me treife is also le gavoye. I need a posik for that. But if the Yisrael of klai behem is its mesuiv, that's why it's also lehedyet. If this is a dover mesuiv, so mehechadesh should be mutal agvoya. The same, forget about mashki Yisrael, the same sibi that asas lehedyet should asa legvoya. So akoch rezeish kishpat, that's not called mesuiv. That's pshat in the Gemara. V'chein yishloim agabi yoysiv esbeim besomuch, period. Inami. Then they says the second test. Mid the goli loch betreife shein chilek who had in bekloim and mechusas mam. So Tais wants to say a second test. The chiddush of the Gemara by treife is that mashke Yisrael applies after became Hekdesh. That's the chiddush of the posik. So if mashke Yisrael applied without the posik, I wouldn't know this. But the posik by treife tells us that the klal of mashke Yisrael applies afilu after it became Hekdesh. So memele hu adin bekloim mechusa zman. Midi osa rachmone mechusa zman legavoya. The Gemara says that, how do I know that oisei ves benoi is not osa alts tayeva? Because we see the Torah asa mechusa zman legavoya. So now, the shaila is, the posik is speaking about, we have to understand, Oisei Ves Benoi is called Mechusa Zman, that means, today is not the Zman Shchite, that's Oisei Ves Benoi. We have another posik of Mechusa Zman, that's by, Biyem Hashmini V'Holo Yerotze. That means that before an animal is 8 days old, it's not the Zman Shchit. Now, so mida osa rachmona mechusa zman legavoya. So lochayra Tosfos had a problem. Tosfos had a problem. That posik is speaking about that you're not allowed to shecht the animal that's 7 days old. That's a posik. Meimish mini v'holo yerotze. Fine, that's what that posik is speaking about. I'm asking Akasha that that if a person shechted benoy the same day, it should be also teeth, also say chukol teyeva, it's a teyeva. So the Gemara says, because since the Torah asked an animal that you shechted the seventh day, it's ishma mino there's a tremendous problem here, which Taisir is bothered. The Mishnah Malach in Nisurim is Beyach is Matgish, this problem. There's a tremendous problem in Agamore. Agamore, Klauder, Shaila, if you shechted the Bnoi the same day, is it a Teyev? Someone says, well, you see, the Teyre had an Asa, if you shecht the seventh day, an animal. It says, Miyem Mishmini Bola Yerotza. That's all right, that this is not a teyeva. That is the problem over here. The Gemara, yeah, both are mechusas man, but this one is a teyeva, this one is not a teyeva. I mean, what is pshat in the Gemara? So Taisva says, Tachsiv em yoyim ha-shmini v'hola yerotze, ta'omar la'el b'perik oisoi b'ez b'noi, Nitke akosov lelav da'isei v'espenoi le'asei. So I think pshat and Tosfos is that the Gemara says if you were makriv and oisei v'espenoi, you're not over a lav of lo'yerotze, you're only over an asei from you're only over an essay of mashmini v'hola yerotze. Now, dachsmer Tosfos means to say, if it would be a te'eva, It would be also lehedyet, so you would zicha be over Allah because it's not mimashki Yisrael. And since the Gemara says that from this posik, there's only an iser asay and not a lav, so you see that it is muta lahedyet, because it would be also lahedyet, there would be a lo yerot, so there'd be a lav and not an asay. That's me, that's pshat and taisvus. Loi omra toiro shlach letakolam. The Gemara said, how do I know that shiluach akan is muta? Because if it would be also bachilem, so, if it would be also bachila, and you send it away, and someone will find it, and they'll eat it, so you are machshelim, is araya, but it's muta bachila. Tema. The sherin in hoche mehosvore beloy shimko. The more is matter, that means, if would, the more says, pashtis, if this oif that you were oivaloisikach becomes also bachila, tleisechel kol teyevo, so how could the Torah say there's a mitzvah shalech to shalech? L'chayr Ayid is going to find it, is going to eat it. So you are marshal Ayid. Time, the Sherin and Hoche may ha svore, als this svore, b'loi shim kro, without a post. It's a svore that is muta. B'soif perek sheni dikdushin, gabi tzipore mitzore. There, there's a shchute, and there's a mishulachas, by tzipore mitzore. So the Gemara there, darshins, dorish, the stupsuke. Kol tziper tohira toichelu, enough in the post, kol tziper tohira toichelu, the rabbis amishulachas. So that's coming to tell me that the tziper, achaya, that's the mishalayah, is mutati. Vizois asher loy toichelu, is another post, there's a tziper that's also, extra post, the rabbis ashrut. So memela, there are two psukim. It's, and the Gemara says these two psukim are speaking about these two tziporim. One pasuk says it's you're allowed to eat it. One says you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says that the pasuk says you're allowed to eat it is going on the mishalachas. The one that says you're not allowed to eat it is going on the shchut. Fine. Two psukim. Frag the Gemara uporich ve'epach ano. Maybe faker. Maybe the mishulachas you're not allowed to eat. Maybe the shchut you're allowed to eat. You have to psuk him. So mehechi teisi, the mishulachas you're allowed to eat, the shchut you're not allowed to eat. Maybe fakir. Umishani rov l'omra teire shalach l'takola. So the Gemara says, listen, if the mishulachas would be also, so the Torah would not say shalach l'takola. You're sending it out, someone's going to find it, someone's going to eat it. That's also bachila. So now it's a Moiradiki Gemara. The Gemara only said this svara after I had two psukim. And one posik said that it's muta, and I'm clarifying which is the posik, and that's the Gemara says, le'om shalach l'takola. But vice says, without a posik, I wouldn't say that it's muta. I need a posik, tell me it's muta. And our Gemara says, al kolchoch it's muta, because le'om shalach l'takola. By shiluach hakam. Yeah, hast du lamm lang gerade hat sie per da heiler der gelate da geschrien in mei time mich lu ga kan mit da pos. Wie schleima da hast am given der sie lei sei glo. Das man pos das es weiß ich soll lei sei glo. Lesser ha achas. If would only say that pos alone, aber mine die doch na mi asure mich um de is gisch se paar im adode. If would only say one pos that it's also that be makish po. There's a hekish. He loved Ika Dain, he took the Chotzipa Teure Techeilu. Yeah. Lidomi Lachosha Teavtu Lachdoch Laksi Bedya Shiluach Hakam. Mechsvor Ikaluk Mebimile Achini. That means, here it doesn't say, I could say, it's not muchach to say that Kosha Teavtu Lach applies by Shiluach Hakam. I don't have a hekish. So I could say, Shafra is going on other things. So Mamela, then I say, Misvore, that it's not Mistaber, that Kol Shetiyavtolach is going on Shiluach HaKam, because we Shalach L'Takol. Okay, that's the end of the previous sugya. Now we're starting a new sugya. Zavta Gemara Vaita. Omar Ish Lokish, Minayim Labosu B'cholov Sha'osa. Hadnyo Bosu B'cholov is Osa B'achila. Talmud Loima, Atoich L'memenu No, uvoshel mevushel. It says by a korban pesach, you're not allowed to eat a raw korban pesach, not allowed to eat a cooked korban pesach. Fine. Kim tzliyesh. Now, so the mevushel is meyuter. Atoich lemenu no uvoshel. What's mevushel? What do you have to repeat? She'ein talmud loyme mevushel. The second mevushel is meyuter. Ma talmud loyme mevushel. There's another thing that's mevushel that is also al teichlu. That's Eresh Lakish Lent Chumash. There's a nibrik mevushel, so it's coming to tell us a korban pesach that's cooked you're not allowed to eat, and mevushel there's another thing that you're not allowed to eat that's cooked, and that's going on bosa b'cholov. So the mevushel is coming to tell us that bosa b'cholov is also. Beis is a bosa b'cholov. So, let's see, Taisvis, Shain Tamad Loime Mevushel, so Taisvis, Lesle, the Reish Lokish, Hanach Droshis, Doshinim Besoyf Perikol Shoh, Minei, Tzoloi, V'achakach Bishloi, the Gemara in Psochem, he has different Droshis on the Mevushel. Mevushel's coming to tell me if he roasted it and then he cooked it. So the mevushel is meyuter. Boshel means if you cooked it alone. Mevushel means if you cooked it after the tzli. Oy, l'sha mashkin, or if he cooked it not with water, he cooked it with other mashkin. The Gemara in Psochem has something what to do with the mevushel to dash and halachas the gabi kolben peiser. The shlokish didn't hold up all those droshes, so the mevushel is meyuter. So the mevushel is coming to tell, there's another thing that's cooked that's also wasa, that's going on boshel b'chol. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, I don't understand you. Ke'ure zu sheshona Rebbe. Why do you have a new drash on ta'asa bosa b'cholov? Rebbe said a drash that asas bosa b'cholov. Rebbe says a drash that asas bosa b'cholov. It says, Loisa ichlenu b'bosa b'cholov akosov medaber. Let's see what Rashi says. The Rebbe is a different drosha for bosa b'cholov. What's Rebbe's drosha? Lo yiseich lenu, yiseiro. This lo yiseich lenu is miyuta. Tersiv berei anoichi gabi psuli amigdoshim shenifdu. Rak adom. Okay, that's talking about the dam of Psulei HaMekdoshim. Not allowed to eat it. Lo yiseich lenu. V'hod eksiv, and right afterwards it says, Lo yiseich lenu l'man yitavloch. Now what is this Lo yiseich lenu talking about? L'dam lo yitzrich. I don't need it for dam. Lo ksivi krotuvi. Umuki lo lebosa b'cholo. So psamer dikezach. That I have a Lo yiseich lenu in the middle of a Parshas Rei, we're speaking about Psula Magdoshim, but I have this Lo yiseich lenu lachayre, doesn't, and al pashtei dekra doesn't fit in. So I say it's going on bosa b'chol. And now Rabbi explained the drosha. How do I stick it on to bosa b'chol? Ata oime b'bosa b'chol of a kosav medaba. Maybe it's talking about a different issue. I'm talking about bosa b'cholov. How do you know to stick this out? I have an ibrik lo yiseich lenu. Fine. So, it's going to get bosa b'cholov. How did you get bosa b'cholov in? Omrit tzeyu lamad miyud gimul midis sh'atayre nidreshes b'hein. One of the yud gimul midis is Dovo halomeid bin yonai. If I have a posik that's sosum, and I don't know what the posik is talking about, so you study the parsha that it's in, and dovo halomeid bin yonai. Bameh hakosov medaba. Bishnei minim. Afkan bishnei minim. Yeah. Now we have Amir de Kamachleikis Rashi and Taisvis. Zot Rashi, Dovo Halomed Menyonai. Dovo Sosum Shein mefurish boi b'memedav. I have a posik which I don't know what it's talking about. Have loim doi min heinyin parsha shenichta bo b'meheinyin mayri. What is that parsha speaking about? And from what the parsha is speaking about, I'll get a clue to figure out what this posik is speaking about. Now, what is the parsha speaking about? Bishnei minim. It's speaking about two minim. Psulei amir de kerashi, which Tosfos disagrees vehemently. Psulei amugdoshim shenivdu. Ye psulei amugdoshim shenivdu. You appoint the psulei amugdoshim. Shnei minim heim. It's two minim. Mutorim ba'achile kechulin. It has in itself characteristics of chulin. You're allowed to eat it, any place. There's no din, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. You can eat it any place. It's mutor ba'achile, period. Kechulin. Ba'asurim begize ba'avoide kekotchim. And it has in itself characteristics of kotchim. And that it's also bavoide, it's also begize, kidama babchoiris, tizbach, ilate shechted, v'loi gize, boso, v'loi cholov, v'nalate evde cholov. So you have here a behema that has two stiridikidinim. When it comes to achile, it's chulin, ilate eat it, no problem, betume, no problem whatsoever. When it comes to avoide, when it comes to gize, when it comes to cholov, It's a korban that has dine. So Rashi has a moira dike mahalach over here. So what is pshat? So pshat is in this behemoth there's chulin and kochim in it. And the dinim, which the dinim are a poil yoitze, from these two in yonim, which are kolon in this behemoth. It's chulin, it's a mixture of chulin and kodesh. It's two minim. So Memele, and this is the parasha of Psulei HaMekdoshim. So Psulei HaMekdoshim is speaking about two minim. Now it says, Loi Seich Lenu, a posik which I have the faintest idea what this posik is speaking about. So this is also speaking about a nisar of two minim. Now what's also that two minim? Posik B'cholov. So that's how the Gemara, that's how Rebbe figured out that the Loi Seich Lenu is speaking about Bosa B'cholov, because you see, it's a posik sosum, it's a posik sosum, and I don't know what it's speaking about. So Dova Halomid Menyonoi, since the parsha is speaking about something that is too minim, so Memele, so this Loi Seich Lenu is also speaking about a taruvis of two minim. Let us see Tosfos. Vishnei minim, perish bekuntris, mutorim bachile kechulen, basurim begize vavoide kekotchim. Veinire, leishaych mishimochi de mikri shnei minim. It's not called two minim. It's two halachas, but it's not two minim. Basa b'cholav is two minim. Taki, you combine two minim. This is not two minim, it is dinim of kodesh. Dinim of chulim, there's certain things are mutter, certain things are also, but it's not two minim. Ela nire mishum de iskish letzvi ba'ayol. Amur dikezach. Tosfos says that the pasuk says you're allowed to eat this apsule mikdoshim kitzvi ba'ayol. Lati la kitzvi ba'ayol. Zok Tosfos, so the Torah says it's a tzvi ba'ayol. Psulei Mekdoshim is a tzvi vayol. So it's two minim. The Torah, that's a mazik. The Torah says it's a tzvi vayol. Choshiv lu ki shnei minim. That makes a shnei minim. This animal is a tzvi vayol. Kedoma beperk elu aloikin. Oma Rabbi Yitzchak Muzan amur diki gemore in Makis. Which Rashi doesn't learn like this in Makis. Oma Rabbi Yitzchak ha-mabiyah sher psulei ha-mekdoshim loikim. The person is mabiyah sher psulei ha-mekdoshim. And another, an aporo. So he's loike alts mabiyah kiloyim. He took a tzvi and he was mabiyah an aporo. I, this is a shayla. No, no, no. It's a tzvi vayol. Pasuk says it's a tzvi vayol. So memele, it has a din. He was mabia a tzvi anapora. So memele, so it's chayiv, als mabia kloyim. Verabbi Shaya na mekoma, hamanik shayr psule amigdoshim, loike. Guf echod vasoa kosov beis gufim. Amoyre de kizach, if you'll take a shayr psule amigdoshim, and you'll be manig it, one shayr. So yoivel loisachis b'sheva chamayachtov. He took two minim. It's one guf, but it's two minim. It's two minim. It's a sheva chamer. It's a tzvi vayol. Agabucha, I saw in the Itzim Aforoshi Talmud, the Makis, they say, the Rambam Shita is that by Amanik Shnei Minim is not one is toyer, one is tomer. L'sachrish b'sheva chamer yachtav. So the Rambam does not learn like Taisvis, because a tzvi vayol is, you don't even mean tomer over here. Everything is toyer. Rambam learns like Rashi. Rambam seems to learn like Rashi, that it's Kodesh, and thus, it's Kedushas Mizbech, it's Avroil Mizbech, So we said, Amir de Keder, that it's called to Minim, it's a Tzvi Vayo, Bochim Yashiv Rabbeinu Tam, Odoma Beper Korpsule Amugdoshim, Tlas, Tzvi va'ayol ksivi. It says three times tzvi va'ayol. Chad l'chid Rab Yitzchok v'Rab Yishaya. That the tzvi va'ayol is coming to tell us Rab Yitzchok's din, Rab Yishaya's din. Upei resham v'kuntres lo yisparish eich. Rashi did not know. One tzvi va'ayol has to Rab Yitzchok, Rab Yishaya. Rashi said, I don't know what the most talking. Who's this Rab Yitzchok, Rab Yishaya? And the Bein Tam says, I know it's talking about. You have a problem. Because Rashi and Makis learns Pshat, that Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yishaya, that they say, Yeloike alts marbiya, Yeloike alts manik, is because it's Kodesh, Chulin and Kodesh. That's how Rashi learns. So here there's a Gemara, there's an extra posuk of Tzvi Vayol for Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yishaya. Rashi didn't know what's Pshat in the Tzvi Vayol, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yishaya. But Ben Etam was holding Cheshvan. No, you're learning wrong Pshat. The Gemara in Makis, the reason that Marbiya and Manik is Kloyim is because Tzvi Vayol, and that's the Ibra Kippah. There's an Ibra Tzvi Vayol to tell me there's a din of a Tzvi Vayol. Agavuche comes out of Amir Dikanavkimina later Rashi, if you'll be Manik, a Behema of Chulin and a Behema of Kodesh together, two Behemas, one is Chulin, one is Kodesh, so according to Rashi, you'll be like that's called Shneimine. According to Taisvis, it's Golnish with Golnish. When you have Shteiminim of it, Kodesh and Chol is not Shteiminim. That is, that they fell being up between Rashi and Taisvis. Yeah. So we have a Kashi. So this is Rabbi Zadroshe. Rabbi said that from here you learn out that the Bosa B'cholov is also Bachila. He said, Leno. So Reish Lakish said, "Ime ahi." That's right. Avamina hani mili bachila. So this pasuk is asking bachila. Avo bano loy, but I don't. That doesn't say any yisar hano. Kamash melon. That's why I brought my pasuk. What my pasuk? My pasuk says, "Al teichom enenlo boshul mabushul." So a korban pesach that's mabushul. We'll see in Rashi, it's also mano also. You have to burn it. It's a korban pesach that was cooked. It's posel akrov, and you have to burn it. So memele, so it's also mano. So my posel says this arano. Rebbe's posel only says this arachila. So that's why I brought a different posel. What does Rashi say? Zikt Rashi, alo bano loy kamashmot, haikro dechsive, Azore didei gabi Pesach. The pasuk that I brought, that's speaking about, it's the same Azore alteichem enenlo bosh, which is speaking about Pesach. Ma Pesach mabushel also bachila bano. The chol kochim she'enom ruim lachilem to Ubal, to Losom, you wait for Batsura, to eat it till I love you, the eight to the base as Reife, Abzer, also Bahano. There's just a, there's a Kochimdike problem, which others have a problem with this Rashi. The Rashi says, before you burn it, it's to Ubal Tzulos, and you wait for Ibal Tzul, which I think is a night and a day, and then you burn it. But you can't burn it right away. So there's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol Shepsule Bedamo Bebailim, if the Psul is Nadovot Stodi, that means that the Psul and the Bailim was the Psul and the Dam. So then, before you burn the Kolben, it's to Ubal Tzulos. They have to wait for Ibal Tzul. But if it's a psul and the gufa kolben, then you don't have to wait anything. So Memele, so the Nemuki Agriv and others ask Akasha from the Minchas Chinuch, they ask Akasha on this Rashi, which Rashi said for Adava Poshet that you'll need a Botsure. This is a psul aguf, it's a psul in the kolben, not a psul in the double study. Kopsusu bedama babayim bistu betzerosim, abo in the gufa kolben. So here's the psul in the gufa kolben. So why did Rashi throw in the stuba tzoros? That's a kochim dike problem. Fine. Bekitzer, so that's what Rish Lakish said. Rish Lakish said that I did not go with Rebbe's drosha because Rebbe is only an issa achila. My drosha were makish basa b'cholov to a kolben pesach shen is bashul, so just a kolben pesach shen is bashul is also bano. This is also osobano. Fine. Ferek the gemore the Rebbe bano menole. How does Rebbe know that basa b'cholov is also bano? Nemar kan apela di kedrash ki am kodesh ato lashem. It says, so when it says, Leisavashal Gdi, it says Kodesh. V'nema loholon, v'layiya Kodesh, b'vnei Yisroel, layiya Kodesh. Ma loholon ba'hano. So they're speaking about Hano Asbiya, layiya Kodesh, speaking about Kadeshus, Bo'al HaShifche. So there, this anissa la'iyya kodesh means it's also banos biyeh. So I learn out, ki am kodesh ato l'shem, I learn out from la'iyya kodesh, ma loholon ba'ano, afkan ba'ano. So am kodesh, just like over there when it says kodesh, there it means this anissa anos biyeh. So here, I'm Kodesh Atal Hashem Alekech L'Svash Ogdi. It is also an Isarano. Let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi, Kam Kodesh Atal L'Svash Ogdi. Ma'lo holom ba'ano bi'ilo anoi. So there it says, when it says La'iya Kodesh, it's asking Hanos Bila. So here also, it's also. Let us see Taisvis, V'nema Maholom Layiya Kodesh. So we learn out somehow Xerish of it, that just like over there it's speaking about Hano. See, it's also speaking, it's also Asabano. Now Taisvis has a kasha. According to Rabbi, this two psukim, how do you know Asa Bacholov is Asa Bachila? Shteitum Rei Leisechlenu. Sechlenu, speaking about Bosa B'cholov, fine, that's his Achila. And then, Hanyo Tosa B'ano, Kiam Kodesh, Liyah Kodesh, that's speaking about Isarano. V'ilav kro de loy Sechlenu. L'chayre Taisvis is asking a kasha. L'chayre Taisvis means to say, I mean, if it says it's Tosa B'ano, however the drash goes, Kodesh, Kodesh, is, so it says that Bosa B'cholov is also Bano. So if it's also Bano, it's also Achila also L'chayr. I mean, that's also Bano. Achila is also Bano G'day L'mizu. So why do you need this special love from Loisech Lenu to tell me that it's also Achila? This Zereshobe, that says it's also Bano. So be also Bano Sachilo also. That's Taisvis Kash. So Taisvis says, Hava Mine Dahanoas Haguf Beloi Achile Osarakos. There's a very interesting Maram over here. The Maram says Pshat, the Maram says Pshat like this, that the Iser Hano of Loyir Kodesh is I'm having Hano from the Guf Ha'isha. That's he's having Hano. He's Boil Anisha, he's having Hano from the Guf Ha'isha. Lu Yitzuyer al Sel Bosa B'cholot. I also have Hano. I'm having Hano from the Bosa B'cholot. But if I eat Bosa B'cholot, so I'm not having Hano from the Guf Adova, I'm having Hano from the Kiloyan Adova. So that I would learn out Hanos Dumye the Kadeshes. That means that the Guf Adova is Kayim. I have Hano from the Guf Adova. That's also, but Achile, I have Hano from the Kiloyan Adova, not from the Guf Adova. So I would think that's Mutter. That's what he has to say, Leisechlan. That's how the Maram says Pshat and Taisvis. Zakta Gemara Vaita. The Vei Rabbi Elezer Tone. A different Rash. Leisechlu Kol Nevela. Now this is very interesting how the Torah put in one Pasuk two Inyonim. So the Torah put Bosa B'cholov in the same posik with Mechiras Nevela. So what's the Kugel? What is Pshat? So he says like this, you should sell it or give it. But make sure when you sell it and give it, don't cook it with milk. So, because why? Because then it's also bano. So from here we learn out, leisaychu kol nevela, omro teiro, kshetim kereno, leisabashleno, vesim kereno. So from here we learn out that it's mutter bano, that it's also bano. So Rashi says, leisaychu kol nevela, b'seifa de kroksi bosa b'cholo, leisa v'ashlano b'chalovoi, v'simkerena, alma asure b'ano. Another makir that it's also b'ano. Maybe this achilu we learn from a different person. This is a makir on isarano. Yeah. Zukta gemara weiter. That's another drash. The way Rabbi Shmuel Tone, Loisevashel Gdi Bachalev Imoi, Gimel Pome, Echod Liser Achille, Echod Liser Ano, Echod Liser Bishel. That's what Rashi brings down in Chumash, that the three Loisevashels are coming to tell us Liser Achille and Liser Ano, Liser Bishel. Zakte Gemara Weiter, Tanya Isi Ben Yehuda Ima, Minayin lebosa becholov shaosa. Nemar kan ki am kodesh ato, v'nemar laholam va'anshei kodesh tiyun li, ubosa basode treife loisaychelo. So it says, by bosa becholov it says ki am kodesh ato, by treife it says va'anshei kodesh tiyun li, and then it says, because of the Kedusha of Klal, so you're not allowed to eat a treife. So the Am Kodeshat is coming to tell us, as Kedusha, she's all not allowed to eat Bosa B'cholov. That's the Gzeire Shove. Malaholon also, just like by treife, the Kedusha Anshei Kodesh Tinli means you're not allowed to eat treife. Afkan also. So here we know, we learn out here, there's also an Issa Achila. Ve'en li elo ba'achila ba'no minai. How do I know that Bosa B'cholav is also ba'no? You learn out from Treife. Treife is only also ba'achila. Amrit kal v'chayma. Uma olo sheloi nevda bo'aveiro asure ba'no. Now I know that Bosa B'cholav is also ba'achila. But I know. I learned out from Anshei Kodesh. I know that you're not allowed to cook it. That's Pashtei Dekor, but Elisabashal Gedi. So Mamele, now I'll make a Kalvach Oimer from Olo. Uma Olo Shleinev de Boaveira Surebanom. Olo Shleinev de Boaveira. That means the Olo came on this world without an Aveira. Afal pikein asure bano, bosor becholov shenevda boyabeiro, bosor becholov came on this world through an abeire, ein eidin shosa bano. So mail I'm learning out from Amida v'kal v'chayma. That means that the iser achila of bosor becholov is more chomo than this achila bolo. This achila bosor becholov came about through an abeire. So if Olo Shalei Nevda Boi Aveira is Oso Bano, is Bosa B'cholo Shizicha Bi Oso Bano. Fek the Gemore, Ma Lo Olo Shekein Loi Hoiso Lo Shas HaKosha. Olo is a different Choyma. Olo, when it came into this world, came in, was grown Be'isa. As soon as it started growing, the first 3 years, it's an Oso de Keperi. Bosa b'cholo was a dover hamutter that has to become bosa. So, out that, bosa b'cholo was gringer than all. You found a chayma, it's never the bavere. Fine, that's good. I'll tell you, there's a different chayma. All is a chayma of Eloi Shas HaKosha. And so maybe the chayma of Eloi Shas HaKosha, that's the sibba for the sarana. Masha ain kein bosa b'cholo, it's yesh loi shas HaKosha. Could be that's why it's not also about no. So the Gemara says chametz bepesach yechiyach. Shehoi solo isha sakoisha v'osa bano. So forget I have chametz bepesach that has a isha sakoisha. It's also osa bano. It's also leinav de bayavere. Fact the Gemara malo chametz bepesach shekein onush koris. The isa achile of chometz is more chomer than the isa achila of basa b'cholov. By chometz it's on ishkoris, by basa b'cholov it's on yalav. And for the gemara, klaya kerem yechichu, she'ein on ishkoris, there's no on ishkoris, ba'osa b'ano. No on ishkoris, ba'osa b'ano. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Loisa bashlendo bachalovis mkano alma asura bano shnevda bayavera bebisho loyisa loisha sakoisha priya olo beisa godu abo bosa bachala loisa loisha sakoisha kaim shenitem bosa bachala klayakerem yechichu lekama poich lomali klayakerem why do you have to bring in klayakerem name olo techiach bachozer adin bekemeka maatzad period." Void parich, name el malak layakern, shkein lehoyselem shas hakoisha. It lechere grew beisa. So that's the Gemara is going to ask later.